Welcome to another program of the Fleming Foundation's podcast series, Take 5. I'm Rex Scott, and joining me for the program, as always, right across over there, is Dr. Thomas Fleming.
Howdy.
Strange news from Scandinavia. Norway's new Minister of Health, Sylvi Listhaug, a leading member of the country's Progressive Party, said, and I quote, "I believe people should be allowed to smoke, drink, and eat as much red meat as they want. The authorities may like to inform the people, but people already know pretty well what is healthy and what isn't." That's what she said. Pretty radical stuff. I think I like her. What's your take?
Well, for once, we agree. In general, Rex, Scandinavian countries have followed a bizarre course over the past 50 years or more. They've rejected old-fashioned notions like marriage, marital fidelity, having legitimate children. They've embraced socialism, created vast networks of bureaucracy and legal systems, all consisting of busybodies and do-gooders that import terrorists into their country and ridicule morality. Minister Listhaug is rejecting at least one half of that formula, and that sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, well, what do you think her motives are?
Well, I'm not exactly an expert on Scandinavia. I've never been there and don't really intend to go. But socialist policies have almost always bankrupted the countries in which they're practiced. And for example, Scandinavian countries have been bailed, just like Scotland, have been bailed out a good deal by the discovery of oil in the North Sea. Regulating everybody's life from the cradle to the grave costs money. And it costs them there even more as a percentage of their GNP than it costs us. You know, Scandinavia is not a uniform place. There's always been a kind of libertarian and pietistic streak in Norwegians. For example, they're heavier drinkers than other Scandinavians. They've never been very big on theology or on religious traditions and forms. But in the old days, they were very pious compared with the uptight Swedes and Danes who always looked down on the Norwegians as being stupid. By the way, I confess to being about 1/16th Norwegian.
Aha!
There's an interesting immigration pattern of Scandinavians when they left Scandinavia during the Viking period.
Oh,
and it has relevance for American history. The Danes and Swedes tended to settle in Eastern England, the area now known as East Anglia, and they're the ancestors of the Puritans who came to New England.
Right.
And so, for example, they can't cook. They ate horrible food. They were sexually promiscuous, but they're always very pious about being morally superior to everybody else. Whereas the fun-loving Norwegians went to Scotland, they were given Scotch whiskey, and they've been partying ever since.
I like these guys.
And by the way, the Anglo-Saxons of southwestern England were fairly dignified people. There's always been this cultural struggle among the older Americans between these three groups.
Other than ethnic peculiarities, what's really at stake here? What's going on? Why does she have to proclaim this? It seems pretty obvious to me, and it sounds good to me.
It's obvious. A lot of things are obvious to us that Marxists will never, ever understand. We're talking about different, fundamentally different approaches to life. For example, the pagan Norse believed in headbanging and getting drunk and raping and murdering, but, you know, they sort of had a joy in life. And there's the Christian view and then the Marxist view. These are quite distinct. The Norse pagans were violent, full-blooded people whom Christianity could barely tame. But once they lost their faith and turned Marxist, they embraced a kind of dull hedonism combined with their dour puritanical control of alcohol, tobacco, and diet. I've never understood it. You know, it's Mencken's famous remark that a Puritan lies awake at night worrying lest somebody somewhere might be having a good time.
Well, maybe you should talk a little bit more about that. What's going on here?
Simply this, that people who can find no meaning in life apart from providing necessities from cradle to the grave, you know, educating other people's children, washing their clothes, housing them, I don't understand why they should care whether people live or die. They're barely alive as it is. It's Christians who care about life on earth as the prelude to the fuller life to come. And yet real Christians, and I don't mean the prissy Puritans of New England, real Christians were robust in enjoying life.
Well, I think that's great. I want to live my life robustly. I'm an American. I can drink, and I can smoke, and you can smoke a cigar, and I can smoke a vape, and you can drink brandy or scotch, and I can drink, you know, Bush Light. It's a free country. This sounds like a great way to go. I'm in.
Well, we're not talking about hedonism, but, you know, the fact is that Marxists see the world, and the leftists in general see the world, socialists see the world as an evil place where mankind has to be whipped and bullied and lied to in order to get to do what these people want.
Brother.
Think Bernie Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
But Christians believe that God saw the world he'd created, that it was good. And he so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son that we might have life. And that more abundantly. These words may ring a bell with you.
Yeah, amen, brother. You preach it.
So we, Rex, as different as we are, we have better things to do than to spoil the pleasures of our neighbors. And maybe Norway will help to lead a revolution in Scandinavia and in Europe in general, a revolution back to sanity. Thank you.